I'm very happy with you because I can see layers are peeling off. It's working, then I get very happy, and that you haven't escaped, because the journey is hard, but the resting place is very soft. And many times when you look at yourself, when you realize things of yourself, you feel very bad, you feel very stupid. You're feeling like excusing yourself. But that is no need, because the past is gone. What is important is that you see. Then I'm very happy. Because I see, and I'm waiting for you to see. But for that you have to peel layers and layers and layers and layers. And more insights, more and more beauty is coming. Don't stop. And for God's sake, don't stop when you are confused, when you're angry, when you are in doubt. Go deeper. Have courage. Have trust. Come back. That's why I'm very happy, because now I see you have a more happy face. The past is gone. No need for any sorry. Just learn. Learn, go deeper, grow, flower, bloom. That is what is important. Maybe before you didn't know. Then when you see, then everything's changed with responsibility, and responsibility is hard because you have to see. But remember, it's gone. Now start living out from what you see, what you learn. Become more wise, become more peaceful, become more understanding. Become deeper. Let trust grow in you. And that only happens when you have insight. I can talk to you, I can remind you, I can hit you, I can kiss you. But it has to come from your understanding. That it is for you to grow. Asmani, you back now?
Yes.
Very good. You happy now? You have a place here? In the valley? Yeah? You have
my house.
You have your house or no?
Yes.
That's where you stay most of the time? Or you have a place in Sweden also?
Yes, I have now. This winter I have February and March in Göteborg.
What about your family farm? Is it gone?
Now it's sold.
It's sold?
Yeah, I think it's 3 years ago. Yeah.
So only apartment you have?
Yes.
Beloved Swara, it's so clear now. It's like a lightning. And urgent. I don't want to lose it again. I need a sort of responsibility area here at Dharma Mountain. Something that is connected to the retreats. For me, this word is a good one, since responsibility has always made me involved, feeling togetherness and oneness. It's amazing that I have held back. I did not trust. Forgive me. Well, I guess 1,000 years of persecution and terror puts its print. It does, it does. But isn't it good to get out of it?
Yes.
You have anybody after you still?
No.
No. It's a great feeling, no?
Yes,
there's nobody behind you. Your back.
Free.
Huh? That's it. First you have to feel free. And then what you do with your freedom, that is what you're facing now very clearly. Because freedom is one thing, but that's a new beginning. First you have all the slavery, then all the ideas. Then at last you get freedom. Then you don't know. If you're not wise, you will just spoil it. Then you have to use that insight, that freedom, for something more beautiful. And that's where this responsibility and involvement comes in. It is amazing that I have held this back. I did not trust. Forgive me. Didn't trust I could go together with this other, that it could go together with this other love business which I have sent out to you recently about. How stupid I have been, so frightened of myself to be myself. In fact, these two love businesses, which is the same business or isness, are inseparable. Like the hand and the stick of Moses. No, also Moses comes. Like the hand and the stick of Moses also needed his feet to reach the promised land. Yes. Go, Moses. Go, go. Big M. Very good. Like the hand and stick of Moses also needed his feet to reach the promised land. Hallelujah! Yes, yes, yes. In love and gratitude, us money. Very good. We need both. And that's the thing, if it's only one side, then it can become too yaddly yuddly. Or too sweet. It has to have love and awareness, love and meditation, devotion and clarity. If it has these two, then you have two wings. Then you can fly. And that happens with freedom and responsibility. Many people have these ideas. I hear it again and again. I see it again and again. It's always been like that. Because people have all kinds of ideas, this part, that part. There's always some fools who doesn't get involved, or this Sufi part, or this celebration, too much celebration. Oh no, it's too much meditation, it's not enough celebration. No, we are not into this Bhakta part. We are into Advaita. No, we are not into this Bhakta, we are this, we are that. They just had. It just because they don't get involved. A real master has both, because it's beyond both. It's just words. So remember, both is needed to fly. It was always people like that. They are splitting themselves up instead of using both their wings. It's even been people, very beautiful people, because what can I do? I love them if they are here or if they leave. What to do? I just love people. I cannot get hurt. I get a little sad that they are stupid, but it's their own thing. But even here are some people that say, oh no, no, we had so much of this celebration and love. No, we just want to sit. And then they are not here. When they want to inquire, and when they have to have meditation, then everything is provided. They couldn't get anything better. Then they are not there. There is no oomph in them. They're just hot talk. Everything is provided. It's just the involvement, the understanding, and going deeper. And see this. And it has nothing. Techniques is just on the surface. If you really attune with the master, then whatever is happening is beautiful. Because who cares? Today we stay in bed, tomorrow we go to the mountains. No, we sit and meditate in silence, tomorrow we go to the movies. Who cares? Today we dance, tomorrow we sit silently. But because of people are so full of mind, and this mind is of course carried on into the spiritual business. So I'm very happy. You're a good Sufi woman, Asmani. No, you're also a yogini, so that is very good. And you have been long on the path, so this is good, it comes up. And you say also, for me this word is a good one, since responsibility has always made me involved, feeling togetherness and oneness. Yes, because you have something you love, something that is precious, then you want to get involved. It's not an effort, it's not work, it's just your life. It feels natural, and that is what's coming up, and it's coming up for more and more people. That is just a sign that no, you see more how it is. You want to be more involved. It comes naturally. Very good. Very good, Asma. You're a crazy woman, I like that. What? Yeah. We have to be crazy to leave the craziness. Johannes, you're leaving today? Or tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
Yeah?
Yes.
How you go back? You have car?
Yes, I have car. I'm driving in my own car.
That is good, but drive careful now because it's ice, much
yes,
ice.
Yes, yes.
And now you've been going very slow, and they out there on the roads, they go much faster.
Mm, yeah.
Be aware.
I will have to adjust.
Yeah, you have to adjust. And that's the good reminder for everybody. People go much faster there. You are safe all the way to meet the little highway down here at the end of our valley. Then suddenly you see how quick people are. And the more and more rush, the closer you come to Denmark.
Yes.
More than a week has passed since I wrote my first letter to you. I told about my heart opening and the process accelerating since I was here last October. But I tell you, the last week has been like riding a rocket. And you call this a silent retreat? But now you understand also that it is needed. I know how it is, because if you had just sit there, you had just been sitting on the volcano, you didn't know how to sit. First, you know, rockets are very exciting. Can you imagine if you had been on a rocket and then when you land again? And that's what I'm waiting for, when you land again. First I have to shoot you up in a rocket. But when you land, you feel, oh my God, so good. And then I can sneak in. Then no, you just relax. And then you will be so out of your mind, because you could have been afraid of dying and accident and burn up in space and all kinds of stuff. And then you come down again and you're just like a child, just, I'm so happy to be back. And then I can say, yes, no, you see, oh good. Then all your defenses are gone then. This beautiful silent place, or do you know many of these astronauts who have been on the moon, they became very religious people. You know that?
Yes, I heard that.
It's beautiful. Many of them, they totally transformed. Really an eye-opener, very straight, you know, military people, army people, NASA, very straight people. And then when they come up there, then they became human beings. They saw the whole planet. No borders, no America, no China, no Russia. What happened? And we are out there. I hope I come back. And then something changed. I read many of their stories, some they're very beautiful, some of them, they had really changed. Intelligent people, they don't need to go to the moon, they change here. You can transform here, don't need to go to the moon. This beautiful silent place, all the loving, caring people here, and the program, of course, and some books and meditation, all this has provided a better understanding of what is important in life for me. And it is to get out of it. I don't want to escape. I just want to leave the dream world in forgiveness and gratitude and to go back to where I come from, where it all comes from, God. Not the Christian God or Allah or whatever we call him, just God, yes. That's the art, Johannes, to escape but not to escape, to be in the world but don't be so influenced by it. That is the new way of being. That is the true sannyasin. You are in the world but it doesn't disturb you. Then you have to be very centered in yourself, very relaxed in yourself, very sure about your own truth that you don't need and you are fine. Then you live in the world, you do beautiful things, whatever you need to do, but you don't get so involved in all the dramas. And then you can live peacefully in the middle of any city also. You say, not the Christian God or Allah or whatever we have called him, just God. Yes, they have one Sufi, I think it was Hafiz, he said that when I had met the real thing, when I got touched, then we don't belong to any religion, any sect, any God. We just belong to love. That is the God. We don't belong to anything else, just to freedom, just to love. That's why no religion understands the true seekers. You have to belong. Are you Christian? When I'm in India, then they ask, oh, you are interested in Shiva and Krishna. You are Hindu? Then the Buddhist, oh, you're interested in, you're Buddhist, you must be a Buddhist. Do you believe in Buddha? Do you believe in Jesus? And all these nice people, they weren't interested that you believe in them. They'd be interested that you become like that. belief is nothing. All my life, since I was a boy, I have had this feeling of home in my heart. I know where to go. I don't need the dream job or the dream house or the dream girl or $1 million bank account. It's over. Peace. Real peace. Good. But you could have that also. That's, who cares? But that is the good thing. Who cares?
That's not what I'm going for.
No, you're going for big G. And I told you about the woman I love, and she does not love me, remember? I remember. How could I forget?
Just to be sure.
No. I'm waiting to see you soon together in the retreat. And I was longing for a place I could call home and a tribe to belong to. I know now all this is just a longing for God at the deeper level. So I put my trust in God. Meanwhile, I would like to have a deep relationship and a nice place to live and a tribe to belong to and a good job, of course, but without being attached to it, without giving up my identity to it. Very good. That's the test, Johannes. To just function, but don't get so identified with it. Well, all this has been said before so many times by so many people in so many ways. Now you have heard it again my way. But it's very special for me because I feel it in my heart. That is the reason I want to share it with all of you loving people and you, dear Swaha. Tupanakashikakana, it's a Kwikuwa word for goodbye. It means till we see each other again in this world or in heaven. Or in heaven in this world. Where did you get this? Have you been with this? This must be from South America or something, huh?
Yes, to Peru.
From, you been there?
Yes, a couple of times. It's the word is Tupananchikama.
Tuchilangchapana.
Some Quechua Indians to the holy places of the Incas.
Peru, they're famous for that. No?
Nice place.
This is a nice place. Mm-hmm. We haven't gone there, it's very close. What do you say, you've been to Peru, Dipti?
Yeah.
No, you got lost in Amazonas, you don't get out of the jungle. I have friends who have been in Peru. But maybe I can just say, tipi tipi chuka chuka. See you later. Tipi 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 tapa chuka chuka. You know, from one Indian to another, we all from the same tribe. Good people are from the same tribe.
Yes.
You are welcome here, Johannes.
Thank you.
You come, and if you don't find any job, go to Brazil also. Then you can, maybe I can help you. We can sell ice cream on the beach or something. Who knows? Who knows? Thank you, beloved Swaha, and thank you to all of you for listening. With love, Johannes. Come here, Johannes. Very good. Tipa tipa chuka. That's why good friends, they don't say goodbye, they just say see you later. See you later, alligator. There's no goodbye. Chipa chipa coca chuka. Chihuana. Wahihata. Even great lions can find peace in a cage. But we should only do that as a last resort. So those bars I see that still restrain your wings, I guess you won't mind if I pry them open. Sujan, you're back now. I got some nice letters from you. My beloved, you are having satsangs and I need to work. My heart is heavily displeased by the situation. I have in advance arranged for coming back on Friday, but my heart is calling so bad, so now I will be back on satsang on Thursday instead. Hence, I am more at peace again. I shall be at your feet tomorrow. Thank you for being a divine light to me and to us. What a thrill. I love you, love you, love you, yours, Sujan. Very good. It is a shock going back to Oslo.
Yeah, I find more and more my way here. It's obvious.
You find more and more your way here? Definitely you do. It's just a question of finding it totally here, no, but that's the balance. But you're doing good, you know what you need. And you can do more and more work from here, no?
Yeah.
Just go when it's absolutely necessary. Yeah, welcome back. Johannes, you have presents? Where have you been shopping?
In Yoka.
Really?
Huh? I bought a lot of coffee and chocolate, you know.
You did?
No, I don't.
Ooh, this is like for Inca, Chicha Huca, Cuca Cuca. Very good. I can't wait to start celebrating now. Now is the time has come to say see you again in this world or in heaven, Chichi, but before I drive home to my little town and loved ones, I give you this gift. Of course, it can only be symbolic compared to your gifts to me, but you have to accept it. Yes, I accept it. Thank you for reading my letters out loud, giving my words life and meaning from my heart to yours. Thank you for opening my heart even more, Johannes. Very good, Johannes. Johannes, you're a good man, very good. You know, I lived in Copenhagen for 2 years once, but I managed to escape. Whoa, heavy talking. Bali? Huh? Where have you been? Also, Bayuka, they don't have. Huh? So beautiful. It can't be real. Hmm? Fake, no? Mm. It was real. It must be very good for the cold, no? That's what you have in Russia, no? This is much finer than the vodka, no? This is very good. And then I will tell them this.
Yeah.
No, we have been sitting so much in meditation. No, we have to go a little bit mad habit there with the Sufi situation. This next song is saying, he is singing about the master. Where did I have this? My Lord, my Master, I parted with everything. I'm laying at your doorstep. I have nowhere to go. Be as you are, good, bad, or worse, I'm yours. Do you think he's ready to stand up for his name, this dude? Huh? I'm yours. I have nowhere to go, please. I have destroyed my heart and my body. Please, please take me into your arms. Teach me love. I've been laying at your doorsteps for centuries. No, let me see your face. Since I saw you, everything has changed for the better. Thank you. Thank you. My Lord, my Master. I parted with everything. I am laying at your doorstep. I have nowhere to go. Please. Be as you are, good, bad, or worse, I am yours. Before I have destroyed my heart, my body, please take me into your arms. I have been laying at your doorsteps for centuries. No, let me in, let me see your face. And now, since I saw you, everything has changed to the better. That's what they sing. Huh? No, just get lost in that. Go for it, Rashid! Yeah! Get it out! Oh! Yeah! in my unconsciousness I had destroyed my heart and my body. Please take me into your arms, my Lord, my Master. I parted with everything. I'm laying at your doorstep. I have nowhere to go. Be as you are, good, bad, or worse. I am yours. I have been laying at your doorsteps for centuries. No, let me in. Let me see your face. Since I saw you, everything has changed to the better. Thank you. Lovers of God don't hide from God. They come out in the open. May everybody feel better. Aum Shanti.